This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. Today, we're coming to you from the Antler River Elementary School here on the Chippewa of the Thames First Nation. And I have Mr. Dave Jones here with me with their boot camp that they've had here for the past couple of days with Turtle Concepts, the organization that Mr. Jones founded 19 years ago. Dave, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here at this really exciting program.
Well, thank you very much for having us and for coming to take a look at what we think is a really cool idea for young people and old people of all ages, you know?
Okay, so let's talk a bit about what the program is and what the age group was here that we dealt with today and yesterday.
Okay, this program here was designed for grades 1 through to grade 8, and what we were trying to incorporate in this particular boot camp was elements of fitness, emotional. We wanted the kids to stay in control. We wanted to use something that was fun and interactive but didn't just do speaking only. So there was lots of action, lots of activity. We had role plays, we had music. We did everything that we think makes a program exciting.
So how would, were you approached by this school to come here and do this boot camp? How did this come about?
This particular program here was an initiative brought in by the Chiefs of Ontario. They held a contest and various First Nations across Ontario were invited to write in and show how they were making efforts to maintain fitness and to be active and to do physical activity. And this particular school here, Antler River Elementary School at Chippewa of the Thames, won the contest, and the prize was the two-day boot camp that my program, Turtle Concepts, offers to communities worldwide.
That's very exciting. You know, I've been here all day watching the different age groups. So this morning we had the younger kids, and this afternoon we had grades 6 to 8. To see the excitement on the kids' faces when they're actually being physical. This generation seems to be so plugged into electronics, but to see young people actually being physical, it was very, very exciting to see.
Well, I think, you know, when you're doing programming nowadays, you have to compete with so many other elements, and you've got technology, and you've got videos, and all this technology happening. That so for us, we wanted to go back to the basics. We put comedy in there. We did some music with them where the music was loud and funky, but it attached to our theme of surviving. So we were using the song from Destiny's Child, and we put in some cool activities because everybody wants to be good at something. So this wasn't strictly for athletes. This wasn't strictly for those who are academic. It was a program that is designed for anyone to get some level of feel good. And in the program, we use comedy, of course. I think they like to see myself, say, the general who is the king of nice, usually now turn into the king of mean. But it's all in a role play. And the way we look at this, because most people say that boot camps don't work. Well, for us, our boot camp is loaded with love and it works. Because they feel the love, they feel the good feelings from us, and we share our own struggles and what we've gone through in life and how we survived and had to move forward quicker than the norm. Because, you know, we're always hearing how, say, the First Nations and some of our atrocious statistics, but the fact remains in our history at Turtle Concepts, when we do a program like this at Antler River, we have next to very few amounts of disrespect. If anything, it might be a discomfort for a kid who doesn't have physical ability to maybe do the push-up. But we're not making them do 100. It's like 2. It's like 1. It's just a starting point for them to realize that they've got power and we're going to help you find it today.
Let's talk a bit about, you know, the business aspect of what you've accomplished here over 19 years. Turtle Concepts, 19 years. Talk to us a bit, Dave, about how you founded this and what the business process of what you're doing. What is your challenge?
Well, I founded this because I was a former school teacher, and I looked at programs. We were doing tribes. They were bringing in every possible program into the schools. I had been involved with sports my whole life. I had been involved in academia, and I was a goody two-shoe kid. So to me, I kept thinking, how did I turn out? And people would ask me to guest speak, and I'd be like, I don't know any different. I only know that you obey, you follow the rules, you do good things, and then good things come. But I was looking when I was a school teacher, and I saw kids who had different abilities than I had. And they had different validators in their life than I had. I come from a home I was unconditionally loved. Like, it was nonstop feel good. And then I thought, I got to put that into a program. So I left school teaching to do Turtle Concepts with the idea that everyone has a right to feel good about themselves. I don't care how you exercise it, but if it's healthy, it's better. So I put together money that I was saving to do something wonderful, and I thought, I'm going to open this and see if kids like my twist. So we've been able to combine all kinds of programs in our organization, and it works. I don't know, it's maybe my personality, maybe it's the gifts that the Creator has given me, but it also is combined by the experience of having the ability to know where I come from, and I know my culture and I love my culture. It's knowing my language, and I know my language and I love my language. And it's to come back to that idea that I want worldwide skills as well. I want to be proud to be Anishinaabe, but I also want to be proud to be a worldwide citizen and say, I am a part of the world. And for us in our program, that's something that we constantly put forward. I want the young men and the young women who visit Turtle Concepts to say, I felt good when I was there. I liked what I was able to feel.
Now, talk to me. I mean, I think you were talking about there are literally thousands and thousands of young people out there who've gone through your programs over the years throughout Turtle Island and apparently from around the world, and that you actually use a lot of your former students when they become older. They come and help you with workshops. Talk to us a bit about that.
Well, one time when I was a child, I'd heard the idea that, you know, the children are our future, and I could definitely say that for me, a facilitator, the children of Turtle Concepts are making such a great future for me because they're older now. Those children are now parents. They're repeating by bringing us back with the same message that you have a right to feel good about yourself, whether it's in North Dakota, British Columbia, Winnipeg, Quebec, New Brunswick. We have so many repeat visits that it's hard not to see the impacts amongst the generations where the same message is being encouraged. And our actual activities, they haven't had to change and keep up. They're pretty common activities that stay, and parents say, I remember when I did that, you know, and the older person, I did that one too, and whether it was modeling on the runway or doing boot camp or coming to one of our sports camps, kids just got the idea that this was a safe place to try and excel. And for me, when I look at the generations and the number of kids who've gone through, when I see them somewhere, you know, it's really such a honorable moment to think that we impacted them. And in our program, we talk about this idea of humility, which is, you know, a great grandfather teaching, but our twist to humility is that the new humility allows you also to be publicly proud of what you've done. So then you become a positive role model to a healthy behavior. And we're really trying to connect culture with contemporary twist, and I think it works fine for us in our last 19 years.
You know, here today in this beautiful gymnasium with all of these, we had the grades 6 to 8. It was quite touching that you had three beautiful young ladies who were former Turtle Concept Turtles, and they told their stories. They shared their experiences with these young people, and they didn't really hold back. It was very touching, and I could, you know, you must know how listening to such reality for these young people, how it can affect them.
Well, I think the fact remains, like in our company, when I opened it, I had to come up with something different, marketing, etc. And for me, I was told one time during school that you're not allowed to self-disclose about what you've been through. And I thought, for us as Aboriginal people, I think it is my life story that connects me to my people. The fact that I've seen alcoholism, seen drugs, been teased, been bullied, wanted to achieve, wanted to find a safe place. So to me, it's ultra important for my guest turtles who travel with me, and I won't travel without a guest turtle. It's ultra important for them to share their story so that the crowd connects and says, wow, that's how you got through it. That's what you did. You're actually talking about that topic. And for us, that works in our programs. I'm not sure it would work in somebody else, but in ours, my former guest speaking turtles, and they're all over, they want to share their story because they know it's time, they're ready, and they're also put in an environment where people will applaud them for moving forward into a healthier way of thinking, and they'll also be able to get some skills from myself and other mentors that they meet in the organization who say, keep up the good work, keep up the healthy behavior, keep speaking, keep talking. I think we have to come to that in First Nation territory so that they know what we tell them is a safe behavior is actually safe, and we can function amongst that goodness.
Now, I know that your organization, your company, is very, very busy. But as a business, what are some of the challenges that you have as a businessman?
Well, I think maybe some of the challenges as a businessman would be that there's this idea that you're overpriced. But, you know, we're putting forward 19 years of credibility. We're putting forward tons of effort, and we're putting forward energy that I don't see matched by others at times. So you're not just getting that 1 hour, that you're getting nonstop action, nonstop motivation. The teachers, if we visit a school, go mark your papers. We have classroom management down to an art. We don't get the disrespect. We don't have to holler and scream. It's just like, I think if you keep the energy high, the business part of Turtle Concepts, it falls into place where people say, oh my God, they were so worth their money. So that would be one of our biggest issues, is dealing with the costing, which some think we're very high priced. And then it's also a marketing issue whereby it's the adults who buy the programs, but they don't sit sometimes and watch the program. So how do they know the success of it when they haven't watched the program? And we're saying, you should watch us. But then they're saying, but you guys are good anyway. There's no problem. So we can go do other work. And, you know, but I think sometimes in the adult world of looking for a solution, that they should watch when they bring someone in and say, wow, our kids were so good, there was no problem. So that might be a part of the solution. So if the kids respond to Turtle Concepts, we recommend to most communities, repeat visit with us, because then we can build up from the last visit. Whereas we don't want to be a one-stop wonder. We want to be non-stop wonder.
And, you know, I see the learning curve that is there for the teacher learning as well.
Yeah, well, having been a former school teacher, I realized the importance of class management, the effectiveness of tone in your voice, and just the whole idea of being a leader. And for myself, I was privileged. My parents sent me to leadership camps, and they really tried to make it better because we'd come from a rough background. And they said, you will be the change. And I embrace that. So when I go out to the schools, I try to tell the teachers, I don't want to know the labels of what the kids are in your school. I just want them to come in and feel good. And I think it works when you come in with that approach, because so many times we come in with history, and I'm here to reinvent that history. I'm here to show the world, and in 19 years, I can honestly state, we've had respect nonstop for 19 years. I think that's a good track record.
Now, Dave, you know, if you would be so kind, just list for our listeners some of the places that Turtle Concepts and boot camps and sports camps and all the wonderful things that you do. Tell us some of the places that you've actually taught your courses.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can't even keep up ourselves, but we've done stuff down in Hawaii. We've done stuff in the Northwest Territory, British Columbia. We've been over to Europe, over in the Holland, been down in the Dominican. We've really got to a lot of cool places where people are like, oh, I didn't know you did that. I thought you were strictly an Aboriginal organization. And our response to that, as we continue to grow beyond even our wildest dreams, is simply that confidence is needed everywhere. And more importantly, if we can restore someone's confidence, regardless of culture, regardless of location, then we've done our job. And to me, with the world issues going on right now, I think this idea of confidence being restored is really, really vital and important. And easier to restore confidence when there's an audience that claps and says, yes, we're back. Because we were born that way, and it's important for us to remind ourselves every now and then how to get back to where we were loving, kind, and supported one another.
And what a great place to end. I've got to say, what a great day, but a really interesting conversation with Dave Jones, president of Turtle Concepts, here today at the boot camp with the children from, I guess, grades 1 through 8 at Antler River Elementary School here at Chippewa-on-the-Thames. Chi-ma-gwich to you, Dave, and thank you very much, and all the very best of luck in your continuing endeavors.
Great. Thanks so much for the opportunity to share some of the behind the scenes of Turtle Concepts. And you can find us on Facebook if you're looking for more information.
Chi-ma-gwich. This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.